Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Went to a Party as a Girl, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing and check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. When the Halloween party was announced, I'll admit I was a bit baffled. After all, this is high school, and most of us had long ago given the heave-ho to the bag. Our principal, however, decided that is exactly the reason to have the party. Then she scheduled Friday as a come-to-school-in-costume day, with the actual party on Saturday night. All of the guys I talked to were going to dress up as some favorite character of theirs. Since I'm not into comic books, animation, or trading cards, I was at a loss for a costume. Then my once-in-a-while girlfriend Jill suggested that I go as a girl. At first I said no, then, after I told Mom what she said, she agreed. Now, I had never once dressed as a girl, so I expected to become the Bride of Frankenstein, which in this case wouldn't be all that bad. Mom took a few measurements and I forgot about it. 3 weeks from now, she told me, I would be the prettiest girl at the party. Right. My sister is away at college, so I was sure Mom would borrow some of her things to turn me into a girl. And I was hoping Mom didn't make me wear one of those micro minis Beth likes. I did not tell anyone, including Jill, that I had agreed to dress as a girl. I didn't want the flack I was sure I would get. The weekend before the party, Mom dragged me to her bedroom and told me to strip. Then, when I was down to my briefs, she coated me in hair remover. When I showered it off, my skin was smooth and hairless, leaving me chilled when I went back in her bedroom. On the bed were a bunch of clothes for me to try on. I wanted to get you all dressed up so we could see how you look and make any corrections we need to make. What could I say? Mom insisted that I go all the way, which means wearing panties as well, so I turned around so I could slip them on. The pink nylon against my now smooth skin gave me the shivers and started to cause a problem, so I tucked things away before I faced her again. I expected to have the bra wrapped around me, but she dug out a white corset. Not realizing what it's used for, I was unprepared when, after I fastened the hooks, she yanked the laces so tight I could hardly breathe. Then, as my waist grew smaller, I saw the flesh on my chest rising until I almost filled the cups of the built-in bra. Mom didn't bat an eyelash as she stuffed old nylons under each of my new breasts, making them seem fuller and creating cleavage at the same time. When I sat at her vanity, she showed me how to apply makeup. I had to do it myself, but Mom stood right there coaching me. First the foundation from a new jar. Mom told me it matched my skin tone, and as I drew it across my face, I could see that she was right. With just a little foundation, my thin beard disappeared from sight. Then the translucent powder, which made my skin look softer and less shiny. The eyeshadow I used first was a soft mint green, which I put right on the edge of my eyelids. Then a soft gray, and right under each eyebrow, a thin line of coral blusher. Black eyeliner, which went on easily. Then a black pencil under each eye to finish outlining them, and Mom said that was enough for now. With just that much makeup on, I could see that I did not look like the Bride of Frankenstein, but scarier, a rather cute girl. Then came the pantyhose, which felt so good on my legs, and an old padded panty brief my sister used at one time, and finally, the dress was slipped over my head and zipped up. Mom told me it's called a sheath. It has a square-cut neckline, no sleeves, and leaves me naked up to about mid-thigh on me. Mom said that red is the perfect color for me. Then as I sat at the vanity again, an auburn wig was placed on my head, made tight and brushed out. When I looked in the mirror, I was shocked, but Mom did not give me time to look at myself. I quickly had earrings, a watch, a necklace, then heels on. She handed me the bright red lipstick, and when I had traced the waxy red on my lips, she spritzed me with perfume and told me to look in the mirror. I was speechless. My hair fell above my shoulders, curled on the ends, framing my face in delicate wisps of hair, bangs that cut across my forehead in a sweep to one side. I actually had a feminine shape, and the tops of my now crowning breasts could just be seen. My legs, once just average, now looked fabulous. Shapely, the nylons hinted at a shimmer whenever I moved, and the heels, while tight, completed the outfit perfectly. Mom merely stood next to me smiling before she dropped her bombshell. I know those heels are tight, but that's all I have. I thought we could go to the store and find a pair that fits you better. What? I'm not leaving the house this way. And why not? Take another look and tell me you look like yourself. I didn't look my old self, and we both knew it. So she handed me a purse, Then with a gentle shove, I was on my way out of the house. On the way to the store, she told me it would be easier on me to try on women's shoes dressed as a woman, which made sense, so I quit gripping. I did not lose my fear, though. We had to park towards the rear of the lot, and by the time I was in the store, my feet hurt like hell and really understood what she meant when she told me I needed comfortable shoes since I would be on my feet all evening. A girl measured my foot, told me I wore a size 9. Then Mom and I began to look at all of the styles. Since I had no idea what to get, I let her lead the way. I had a pair of red heels with an ankle strap to them in my hand when I saw Jill walk in. My entire system went on high alert when she walked right past me without even a single glance my way. Mom saw Jill walk by and I saw her smile at me and nod her head. When we left the store, I had the red heels plus a pair in black in my hand, a pair of plain black flats on my feet. "See, I told you that you looked fine. Jill didn't recognize you and she knows you quite well." That one experience made me feel a lot better about dressing as a girl, and I relaxed a little. Mom made one stop on the way home. Then, when we pulled in the driveway, I saw Beth's car there.
"Remember, your name is Linda. Let's see what Beth does."
"Okay, Mom." When we walked in the house, I followed Mom, leaving the shoes in the car. Beth said hi, then Mom introduced me as Linda. There was a long pause before Beth started squealing. She figured it out. As I stood there and let Beth stare, I began to actually like the way I looked. I smelled the perfume, tasted the lipstick, and felt the air as it wafted around my legs and felt a sense of calm. Beth wanted all the details, so Mom filled her in while I listened. That's when Beth suggested that we all go out to dinner, as three ladies, of course. "I have just the right dress for Linda to wear, Mom, the black one." Of course, Mom said yes, and I was soon handed a dress to wear that night. Looking at the clock, I had about 3 hours to kill. And Beth wanted me to try on some more of her clothes, so she and I went to her bedroom. When I slipped the dress off, I heard her suck in her breath when she saw the twin mounds of my tortured chest, but all I did was smile at her. Not to be outdone, she quickly pulled her top off, then smiled at me as she hefted a breast in each hand. It was almost funny in a way, like guys playing whose is the biggest. The first skirt she gave me was a pleated green and white plaid wrap around with a white blouse. Then there was the sundress, a tiny scrap of material that left almost nothing to the imagination. When I had that one on and looked in the mirror, I almost said I would wear it to the party, but of course it would be too cold out for that. But damn, it did make me look hot. After that came a nice pink suit with a straight skirt. Then she gave me the black dress to try on. It looked pretty small to me, but as it slipped over my head and Beth zipped it up, I saw that it fit just right. Strapless, I worried that the top would fall down, but of course it didn't, and my erstwhile cleavage was even more prominent in this dress. The bodice was tight around me, the skirt flaring out, then ending just above my knees. With my black heels, it looked spectacular on me. Beth quickly gave me different earrings, a choker necklace, and an ankle bracelet to wear. I asked her to unzip me, then went in my room to shave again. If I was going out, I wanted to look perfect. As I stood there in just the panties, corselet, and pantyhose, wearing the wig and still with makeup, I looked in the mirror and wondered to myself why it meant so much to me to look so nice tonight. I could easily wash up and wear slacks and a jacket, but I found myself wanting to wear the black dress. I want to look sexy and hot, smell of perfume, and taste the lipstick again. I never did this before, so why now? And why do I feel this way? I was sure that I liked girls, and of course, when I was growing up, the only people that wore a dress were women and female impersonators. Now me, of course, and I don't fit into any of those categories. I could not undo the laces, so I left the corselet on and washed off the makeup and shaved again, but closer this time. With a robe on, I went back to Beth's room, where she watched me as I once again applied my makeup. This time, I managed to do it with only minor changes, like eyeshadow color. Beth suggested copper with light gray and silver. It was dramatic, that's for sure. She also suggested that I wear fake nails, so when I said why not, she quickly attached them, filed them down and painted them bright red. As I sat there waiting for the polish to dry, Beth started to undress, and when I mentioned it, all she did was smile at me and continue. In her bra and panties, she went in the bath, returning damp from her shower. She helped me get the dress on, fastened the choker necklace for me, and I went back to my room to finish getting ready. Once I was done, I went to Mom's room, knocked on the door, and borrowed her perfume and accepted the black purse she gave me. I was in the family room when Mom and Beth walked in. Beth wore her green dress, which is similar to the one I have on, while Mom wore a sheath dress in royal blue. Mom handed me the car keys, so for the first time I drove a car wearing heels. It wasn't that bad, and I quickly adapted to it. When I pulled up at the restaurant, I slid out of the car as if I had slacks on, and gave the valet quite a show when my dress slid up. Mom said nothing about it as we walked into the restaurant. We were seated in a timely manner, then treated like royalty. As my male self, I had never been treated this way and wondered why, but Beth and Mom took it all in stride. Dinner was served then, while we waited for dessert, some guy came to the table and asked Mom to dance. As he led her away, Beth pointed at two guys headed our way. "Get ready, Linda, we're about to be asked to dance." She was right, of course. She took one guy's hand, leaving me with almost no choice at all. So I took the offered hand and let him pull me close to him. He held me tight against him, pulling my boobs right into his chest. Taller than I am, I had to look up a little to see him. Green eyes, perfectly straight teeth, brown hair, and a wicked smile. He said his name was Dan, I told him mine. Then, when the music stopped, he escorted me back to the table, kissed my hand, and left. I might have looked calm, I'm not sure, but I was shaking inside. Beth smiled at me but said nothing as we watched Mom continue dancing. Later on the way home, Mom said she had a date for the next day. I was very happy for her, and I'm sure Beth was too, since Mom had been very lonely since Dad divorced her last year. That night, Beth untied the laces to the corset, and as it slipped away from my body, I don't think I ever felt anything as good before that moment. After I cleaned up, I went to bed, tired yet unable to sleep. Up to that point, I simply enjoyed the day and all of the new sensations, including dancing with some guy. Now I wondered why I enjoyed it so much. In the morning, I know I looked like hell, but I wrapped my robe around myself, went to the kitchen, and started the coffee. By the time it was done, Beth and Mom had both showed up. Mom looked at Beth, then me, and started to giggle. "You were absolutely precious last night, Linda. Ken asked me about you girls, and I could hardly say the one of you was my son. So he thinks I have two beautiful daughters. That means that you'll have to be dressed when he gets here at 11. After we leave, you'll be okay, so wear something comfortable." Contrary to what Mom might have thought, I didn't mind at all. Right after we ate, Beth and I went up to change, and I ended up wearing a pair of her jeans and a pullover top with a padded bra and the padded panty brief. She repaired my wig while I did my makeup, then I slipped into my own gym shoes. That's how I was dressed when Ken showed up. Mom introduced us, then she and Ken left. Beth and sat there looking at each other. Then she asked me why I waited so long to start dressing as a girl.
"It's the party, Beth, and that's all."
"Pigs can't fly, Linda, and neither does that excuse. I watched you all day, and last night you didn't even flinch when that guy asked you to dance. You just took his hand and let him hold you tight. I also noticed that you were smiling the whole time." "No, dear, you like dressing as a girl, and it shows."
"No?"
"Oh, yes. Now why don't we quit fighting about this and drive over to the mall and get you a new padded panty brief and maybe some panties of your own?" I certainly knew the reasons for having my own panties, and a panty brief that fit better and less tightly would be okay with me, so I agreed. After we both touched up our lipstick, we were at the mall within 30 minutes. I soon found myself in a sea of lingerie with no idea what to look for, but Beth did, and she quickly started handing me things. It seemed to me that we bought a lot more than I would need for just two more days of this, and I mentioned it to Beth. All she did was laugh and keep going. By the time we left the mall, both of my ears had been pierced and I sported two small gold studs. Back home, I was in my room when Mom came home, so I stayed there so I did not have to face Ken again. On Monday morning, as I dressed for school, I knew at once just how rough my jeans are compared to nylons and a skirt. My still hairless skin seemed to be extra sensitive, causing me to be aware of the differences in the clothes. Besides that, I was surprised that I kind of missed having my lower legs bare. The entire day was hell. The rest of the week, a pain that was only relieved when I got home on Thursday afternoon. Once again, I used the hair remover and prepared carefully. Raiding Beth's closet, I selected a blue mini dress, then checked to make sure I had everything in place for the next morning. While Mom and I watched television, I attached the fake nails and painted them in a rose color. Mom said she would help me with the wig again. And that night, as I lay in bed, I just knew in my heart that I was going to shock a whole lot of people. I was up an hour earlier than usual, shaved and sitting at the vanity doing my makeup when Mom came in. I drew on the eyeliner, outlined my eyes with the pencil, and stood up so she could fasten the corselet again. Then I went to my room and finished dressing, starting with the pantyhose. God, I love the way they feel on my legs. Then the padded panty brief and the mini dress. Mom secured the wig for me. I removed the gold studs and put in small hoop earrings, added a short gold chain with a pendant, the gold watch and two rings Mom gave me, some perfume, and then the pale rose lipstick. I made sure the purse had my wallet, school ID, and so on, added the lipstick, some tissue, and the small jar of foundation, grabbed my books, then drove to the school. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story and show your support on Patreon.